大家平安。
Peace to all brothers and sisters.
感谢主的恩典，我们又平安过了一周。
Thanks to the grace of God, we have peacefully passed by another week.
那过去这两个星期，我们许多人都大部分的时间留在家里。
Most of us have remained at home for this week.
那我们过去可能没有什么机会家人长时间相处的现在。突然之间几乎所有的家人都在家里一起生活。
Previously, we might not have enough opportunities to spend with our family. Now we have many ample time to spend with them.
那人相处的时候有时候难免就会产生一些不愉快的口角，甚至会让人生气。
Sometimes when we interact with each other, we might annoy each other or cause each other to become angry.
有时候有距离会让人觉得好像彼此之间比较亲密。那距离没有了缩短，整天在一起有时候就常常吵架。
Sometimes distance makes the heart grow fonder, so you feel like you're more intimate with each other when you're far apart. But once you, the distance is shortened, then you might argue with each other often.
所以我们至少在四月底以前，按照政府的规定，我们大家都留在家里，有的没有工作，有的在家里工作。但不管怎么样，我们彼此相处的时间都变多了。
According to the rules of the government, all of us should be at home for at least for the month of April. So, some of us are working from home, some of us are unemployed. So we have a lot of time at home.
我们就来从约拿书第四章神问约拿的一句话来思考我们如何做。好情绪的管理，有关于发怒的问题。
Today we will study a phrase that God spoke to Jonah, in regards to how we ought to control our own tempers.
因为这是我们可能日常生活都会碰到的一个问题。
This is a question that we might encounter in our everyday lives.
有些事情的发展不如我们所期待的或者是。别人所说的话可能伤到我们的自尊，我们可能就暴跳如雷。
Sometimes things don't go as we expect them to, or some people may say a few words that cause us to feel like our pride is hurt.
那所以难免就会有这个怒气的情况发生了。
It is inevitable that we will face situations that make us angry.
那在社会上那更常见了。
This is even more common in society.
我们有时候在新闻上会看到有些人可能一言不合就打起来了。
On the news, we might see that people get into a fight just because of mere words.
有时候可能一句玩笑的话就引发了一场大混战。
Or just some jokes may cause a huge war.
特别是现在有许多人在家里那做什么呢？他们就吃喝快乐。那就喝酒。
Some people choose to drink a lot of alcohol while they have a lot of time at home.
所以现在有些商店，特别是能够卖酒类饮料的，生意其实也都很不错。
Therefore, the liquor stores have pretty good business right now.
现在很多人在家里只能够吃喝，不能去别的地方。
Many people can only eat and drink at home because they can't go anywhere else.
那喝酒之后，很有可能那个话语的冲突就变多了。
And when there is much alcohol, there are also conflicts with regards to careless words.
有时候可能一个眼神而已就不高兴了。
Some people may be angered by someone's look on their face.
那有时候怒气一发就不可收拾就会产生许多的悲剧。
Sometimes because of the consequences of anger, it becomes a huge mess and you can't clear it up.
我们看约拿书第四章。
Let's turn to Jonah chapter 4.
这是我们过去这星期所读过的经文。
This is a book that we read this past week.
第四章是约拿他对神生气。
In Jonah chapter 4, Jonah is angry with God.
两次。
He is angry with God twice.
那神却非常平静的，很忍耐的问他一个问题。
So the Lord answers him very calmly by asking him a question.
第四节说，主说，你这样发怒合乎理吗？
Verse 4 says, then the Lord said, is it right for you to be angry?
约拿的故事我们读过，我们都知道，他很特别。
We all know that Jonah is a very special character.
他可能是圣经里面唯一一个先知，真的是被神派到外邦地去对 外邦人传福音的先知。
He might be the only prophet that the Lord personally sent to a Gentile nation to deliver the message directly to them.
如果说要从现在的角度讲世界先道，约拿是先期是第一个做的。
So in terms of global evangelism, we might say that Jonah was the forerunner.
他那个时候就被神派去传警告给那个外邦人，而且还是他们的敌人。
He had to preach the message to the foreign nation, and they happened to be their enemy.
那约拿可能也是圣经里面唯一一个他敢逃避神的差派，然后事后又敢跟神发怒，然后又跟神顶嘴的先知。
He is also probably one of the only prophets who, after the Lord sent him, was even dared to go against God's commandment and then was angry with God twice and talked back to him.
然后甚至还非常好像很勇敢的跟神说，我死了都没关系，你就让我死吧。
He also very seemingly very bravely said to God, just take away my life.
但是神就两次都问他同一个问题。
Each time the Lord asked him the same question.
问他说，你这样发怒合理吗？
He says, is it right for you to be angry?
好，那当然，因为在这个一句话在第四章的第九节又讲，又讲一次，第九节哈。
Verse 9.
神对约拿说，你因这颗蓖麻发怒合乎理吗？他说，我发怒以至于死都合乎理。
God said to Jonah, is it right for you to be angry about the plant? And he said, it is right for me to be angry even to death.
所以我们知道他两次的发怒，第一次就是因为神没有将 所要毁灭尼尼微城的事情实现，宽恕了这个罪恶的城，约拿生气了。
The first time Jonah was angry was when the Lord relented concerning the disaster that would come upon Nineveh.
他直接求死，我死掉算了。
So he asked for death.
所以他其实很不愿意看到这些罪人还活着。
He did not want to see that the wicked could continue to live.
虽然他们已经悔改，已经转离恶道了。
Although they had repented and turned from their evil ways.
他第三节直接跟神说，现在求你取我的命吧，因为我死的比活着还好。
Verse 3, therefore now, O Lord, please take my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live.
因为他觉得看着这些人还活着，他实在是看不下去了。
He didn't want to see that these people continue to live.
他心里面一直觉得说这些人都该死了。
He thought that these people deserve to die.
所以神竟然还赦免他们，这对他来说这个想不懂了。
So he could not understand that the Lord was willing to forgive these people.
直接跟神求死。
Therefore he asked for death.
所以那神就问他说，你这样发怒合乎理吗？
The Lord responded by asking him if it was right for him to be angry.
这个时候你看神的那个回答非常的平静，也没有再多说什么话。
The Lord was very calm in his answer and he didn't speak any more than this.
所以有时候面对这个怒气你讲太多也没用。
Sometimes when you were faced with someone who is angry, a lot of words won't solve the problem.
我们读圣经要从圣经里面得到学习一些道理。
When we read the Bible, we need to understand the lessons therein.
你看这里，其实神也可以跟他问很多事，讲很多事，讲很多话的。
The Lord actually could have asked Jonah many different questions.
但是这里神就只有问这一句话，你这样发怒合理吗？
But the only thing that he chose to ask was, is it right for you to be angry?
其实不久以前，约拿才在鱼的肚子里面，在那边要活活不了，要死死不掉在那边拼命祷告求神。
It wasn't a few very long ago that Jonah was in the belly of the great fish asking to live because he hadn't died yet.
结果神怜悯他，让他活着。
But and the Lord had mercy on him and allowed him to continue to live.
那现在当然已经 经过一段时间，因为他要 走一段旅程、啊、来到尼尼微城传警告。
Now he had to walk a few days journey in order to come to Nineveh to preach the message.、
哦、但是他好像就已经把那个他当初在鱼肚子里面那个祷告的那个态度对神的敬畏把他忘记了。
It seems like he has already forgotten the prayer that he made when he was in the fish.、
哦那也说明我们人很容易忘记的。
This also shows that as humans we are very forgetful.、
哦、我们碰到一件事情、哦、很容易就把神过去所给我们的恩典忘记。
It is easy for us to forget the grace that we have received from God.
那还会忘记我们当初对神所存的是什么心。
We also tend to forget the heart that we had toward God.、
哦、特别如果这件事情我们很在意，那我们的心一直觉得说就是应该要这样子、哦、那神既然没有照我所期待的，他就、哦全盘否定神的作为。
And whenever we have a strong expectation of how God will work and God doesn't do it, then we tend to be so angry at God that we deny everything He has done in the past.
所以从约拿的这个故事，我们要看到我们人的软弱。
In the book of Jonah, we see human weakness.
那约拿的这些行为很有可能会重复的出现在我们的身上。
Sometimes the Jonah's mistakes will also reoccur in our own lives.
那神的回应，那神的这个智慧，神的那个性情从来没有改变的。
The wisdom and the nature of God never changes.
那我们现在一定要从约拿的身上得到提醒，做见解。
We have to take warning from Jonah.
因为约拿这样的表现、啊、像小孩子无理取闹一样的。
Jonah was throwing a tantrum.
那真的是很愚昧。
This was very foolish of him.
愚昧到他觉得说死的都没关系，他跟两次跟神说我死了算了。
And even to the point that he thought that it would be better to die.
但是神、哦、他就很有耐心的要教导他。
But the Lord patiently taught him.
其实神、哦、要给他机会去反省，他想说他这样的反应到底对吗？是有需要这样子吗？
And he gave Jonah the time to reflect on himself to see whether or not his actions were right.
你看神问他第一次说你这样发怒合理吗？那他也不回答。
The first time that the Lord asked this question, Jonah didn't respond.
其实他如果事后自己想一想，真的是很不合理。
If he reflected afterwards, yes, it was unjustified.
因为他所了解的神就是、啊、守约施慈爱有丰盛的慈爱的神、啊、
The God that he understood was a God that was full of grace and mercy.
神是会后悔不降所受的灾的、啊、
God will relent in doing harm.
现在呈现在眼前的事实只是神的性情的彰显而已。
So what was happening now was just the manifestation of God's nature.
只是神的作为跟他所期待的不同。
It was just that God's work is different from what he expected.
好，所以他也不回答神的话。
Therefore, Jonah did not answer him.
他就直接跑到城外去搭棚子，要准备，想说看四十天之后神要怎么样做。
Therefore, Jonah went out of the city and waited to see whether or not God would bring disaster.
那表示说，其实啊，这个四十天哈，对约拿来说哈。他认为说四十天是多余的了。
To Jonah, these 40 days was extra.
哦，他觉得说这些罪人应该死，讲完之后就应该死了。
He wanted the sinners to die immediately after he told them what was going to happen to them.
但是神却不同了。
But God is different.
你看神哦，他总是给人有机会可以悔改。
God always gives humans a chance to repent.
哦那这个神给人机会悔改，让他可以想一想到底在做什么。这样的一个恩典已经发生在约拿的身上，但他自己却忘记。
Chance that God gives to humans was already given to Jonah himself, but Jonah had forgotten it.
因为神第二次叫他到尼尼微城来传警告。
It was the second time that God had told Jonah to come to Nineveh.
所以神哦，他总是给人有第二次的机会。
Therefore, God always gives people second chances.
那现在尼尼微城人，他们抓住了第一次神给的这个机会，他们悔改了，他们又可以活啊。
The people of Nineveh had taken hold of the opportunity, the first opportunity that God gave them, so they lived.
就像他自己所做过的事情一样而已啊。
And it was just like what Jonah had done.
哦，可是他这个时候他不会去想。
But Jonah did not reflect.
不想说这个神四十天其实就是有他的用意啊。
He didn't understand that these 40 days had a purpose.
那现在他直接跑到城外去看接下去神，他说要看看那个城究竟怎么样。
He went out of the city to see what might become of the city.
就是说，哎，看神会不会后来会不会又改变了。
He wanted to see whether or not God would change his mind.
好，那接下去神就一连串很奇妙的安排，这个神迹就出现。
And after this, the Lord arranged for a miracle to happen.
我们都知道，接下去神让这个蓖麻发展出来。
We know that God allowed for a plant to grow overnight.
结果因为这个蓖麻，那个约拿就大大喜乐，因为他可以不用晒太阳。
Because of this plant, Jonah was very relieved because he didn't have to sit under the sun.
好了，隔一天，这个蓖麻又死掉了。
But the very next day, this plant died.
那神又让这个日头特别炎热来晒它。
And the Lord also arranged for the sun to be especially hot that day.
所以第八节就说他发昏啊，就为自己求死。
And Jonah grew faint and he asked for death again.
好，然后他又跟神说：“我死了比活着还好。”
And he said to God, "It is better for me to die than to live."
好，那这次神又问他说：“你因为这个蓖麻发怒合理吗？”
Therefore, the Lord responded to Jonah, "Is it right for you to be angry about the plant?"
好，那他现在还，你看他也没有再多想，就直接说：“合理，合理。”我到死都合理，没有，绝对没问题。
And Jonah didn't even think about it this time. He said, "It is right for me to be angry even to death."
啊，那如果是我们的话，哈，面对这种情形哦，我们可能一巴掌都打过去了。
If we were God, then we probably would have slapped Jonah.
就一棒啊敲下去，让他头都昏了这样。
Or we would have hit Jonah in the head so that he would have fainted.
但是神没有啊。
But Jonah, God didn't do so.
神接下去哈，就很有耐心的教导。约拿这些道理。
God very patiently taught Jonah a lesson.
然后把他的心意哈，让约拿可以明白。
He was trying to change Jonah's understanding.
因为圣经没有再继续讲说约拿到底后来怎么样了。
We don't. The Bible doesn't say what how Jonah reacted to this.
但是从后来约拿自己写出了这个约拿书以后，我们可以看出，其实约拿他真的已经明白。神的这个爱，神的心。
But the fact that Jonah later on wrote this book shows that he eventually understood the heart of God.
如果他不明白，他不接受，他最后一天不要写。
If he didn't understand or accept the will of God, then he probably would not have written it.
你看这卷书哈，就是如果以戏剧性的张力来说是最强的，就是其他的先知书没有一本书能够像约拿这么有戏剧性。
Jonah is one of the prophetic books that has a lot of so-called drama or theater.
他后面又没有结论。
And there is no conclusion to it.
那就是要让我们每个人去想。
So it allows all of us to think.
啊，那也看到说我们人哦，很有可能会像约拿这样自意到哈，那个顽梗不化，就是连神这样子讲都不愿意听。
It allows us to think whether or not we are just like Jonah in our stubbornness and refusing to accept God.
哦，那当然，后来我们知道改变，约拿改变，但是对我们来说，我们如果没有学到圣经里面的这些教训，我们读圣经可能很多知识，但是我们的生活我们的个性可能没有改，就是那等于没有读到圣经一样。
Sometimes we may know a lot of knowledge about the Bible, but if we don't actually implement it into our lives, then all of this knowledge is useless.
好，那所以今天如果聪明的人，他读圣经之后，他会去想说，那我应该做什么改变？
Those who are wise will think, "What should I do to change myself?"
那我们知道约拿他应该到这个时候都对神这么刚硬很强。
Jonah was very stiff-necked toward God.
那其实他自己是很软弱的。
He was actually very weak.
他没有办法去对付他自己的情绪，然后去改变他自己的这个错误的想法。
He wasn't able to control his own emotions or change the way that he thought.
他自己的心哦，他制服不了啊。
He was unable to conquer his own heart.
所以他基本上外表好像这样子，哇。跟神发怒，可其实他内心是非常软弱。
So even though he was, he even dared to go against God, but actually his heart was very weak.
我们如果看约伯记
，If we turn to the book of Job,
约伯记有一句话这样说
，There's a phrase therein.
第九章
，verse chapter 9.
约伯记第九章
Job chapter 9
第四节
verse 4、
啊、约伯记九章第四节
Job chapter 9 verse 4
他说他心里有智慧却大有能力谁像神刚硬而得亨通呢
Verse 4 God is wise in heart and mighty in strength who has hardened himself against him and prospered
也就是说今天如果有谁、啊、要跟神争辩、啊、最后一定输了啦
Anyone who tries to go against God will lose、
啊、那因为神是有智慧有能力神的作为有时候也超过我们可以想象的
Because God's will is higher than ours, so what he does is often beyond our understanding.
那所以有谁向神刚硬可以亨通？没有。
Who could prosper who has hardened himself against God?
哦，那这个就是我们现在要去试着明白神的心意，去看到神的旨意。
We have to try to understand and see the heart of God.
那我们看到约拿他非常主观。
Jonah, he was very subjective.
他很坚持他自己的看法。
He kept holding on to his own opinion.
他甚至都认为说神做了错误的判断，神做了不应该做的事情。
To the point that he even judged that the Lord had made the wrong judgment.
啊，所以他不接受神的安排啊。
He didn't want to accept the arrangement of God.
那这样的人哦，有时候我们想想，哇，这个。怎么可以还配得做先知呢
Sometimes we may think, how is this person even worthy to be a prophet?
所以我们有时候就想说，哇，这个约拿哈，这样的人哦，神还用他。
We even are amazed that God is willing to use such a person.
因为我们看其他的先知哈，基本上都很顺服的。
The other prophets are basically very submissive.
你看我们读过。过去读以赛亚先知啊，读耶利米先知啊。
When we read the book of Isaiah and Jeremiah，
那现在在读以西结先知啊。
Now we're reading Ezekiel。
我们后来会读到以西结先知啊，他妻子死了，神跟他说不可以哭，他连一滴眼泪都不敢掉。
Later when we read into the book of Ezekiel， we'll read that Ezekiel, God allowed for his wife to die, and Ezekiel dared not to shed a tear because this was the command of God。
啊，所以都很顺服神的。
They were all very submissive to God。
啊。那所以神说什么就是什么，神说要去讲，他就去讲了。
Is whatever God told him, told them to say, they would say it.
但是就是约拿他就是不要。
But Jonah did not want to.
那但是哦，神就偏偏要他去。
And yet the Lord, kept wanting him to go.
那就看到说哦，神哦，他要训练他的工人。
We see how the Lord trains his workers.
那神用人也不是按照我们人的逻辑啊。
And how the Lord also chooses or uses people not according to our logic.
啊，因为在圣经里面，我们看到许多神的作为哈，都是我们看不透的。怎么会这样子？
There are many works of God that we see, and we don't understand.
啊，这个神派约拿去传警告。
The Lord asked Jonah to preach this message.
是的啊，约拿是很勇敢啊。
Yes, Jonah was very brave.
可是他在这个约拿书里面看到，他并不是一个很有爱心的人。
But in the book of Jonah, we don't see Jonah as a very loving person.
他爱什么
？What did he love?
他爱那个跟他有关系的，对他好的了。
He loved those who were good to him.
那个蓖麻啊。那给他遮荫，让他不用晒太阳，他就觉得这个很珍惜，有益处，可以活。
He loved the plant because the plant was useful to him.
但是这些尼尼微城的人，这些恶人该死，对他没有任何好处，而且可能还会来反过来攻打他的国家。这些人活着干什么
？But for those in Nineveh, he didn't love them because these people were his enemies and would cause him harm. Why should he love them?
哦，所以。他是勇敢，但是他没有爱心。但是神又派他去传警告，这是要有极大爱心人才能做出来 的工作。
The work that God told Jonah to do was the work that required a lot of love. He had to go and preach the message for his enemies.
但是神就是一定 要他去，而且要把他训练成真的能够看到神的爱心。
God especially told Jonah to go because he wanted Jonah to understand God's love.
那就看到说神的那个教导哈，其实神在他没有任何不可能的事情，神可以把一个很顽固的石头，把它改变成后来也可以跟他的性情一样的。
God is able to change a heart of stone to become someone who has a nature like His。
你在圣经里面，我们看到同样的情形也发生在 使徒保罗的身上。
The same thing had happened in Apostle Paul.
保罗是这个逼迫耶稣、信耶稣的人，这么积极的、强烈的人。
Paul or Saul was someone who persecuted Jews very violently.
但是神就是要拣选他来做使徒。
But it was the Lord's will to choose him to become his own apostle.
那神就这样子改变了保罗，让他整个生命全部的为了福音而活着。
The Lord changed Saul completely so that his entire life was for the sake of the gospel.
那从约拿身上，我们看到约拿他有许多的缺点，他很多不足，不配做先知的这些个性。
Jonah, he had many weaknesses, and from our perspective, he was not worthy to be a prophet.
那他这一趟旅程要去传警告，要一波三折，经过这么多的那个事件。
When he was going to preach this message, he had to go through so many different obstacles.
那这一些这个每一个事件都是神在磨练那这个先知的个性的一个过程。
Or different trials that was molding Jonah to become more like God.
啊，最后就让这个先知可以了解神的心意，看到神的爱。
So that Jonah could understand the love of God.
那将来啊，一定可以为神做更有意义的事情。
Then in the future, Jonah would be able to do more meaningful things for God.
那所以我们看到神他教导的这个心意。
We see the heart behind the way that God trains people.
所以神后来跟约拿问了这个问题。
When the Lord asked Jonah this question,
他说我岂能不爱惜呢？
He asked them, "Should I not pity Nineveh?"
意思是说神爱惜啊。
Means that God does pity them.
神的爱哦，远超过人的想法。
The love of God surpasses human understanding.
啊，我们要去培养，也能够去看到神的这个样的爱。
We have to cultivate and understand this love.
那现在在我们这个追求信仰成长的过程里面。有时候我们会碰到像约拿这样发怒的情况。
In the process of our spiritual growth, we might encounter situations that cause us to be angry.
你看神问约拿他这个问题了。
The Lord asked Jonah this question.
你这样发怒合乎理吗？
Is it right for you to be angry?
那意思就是说，你这一件事情发怒有需要这样发怒吗？
In other words, is it necessary?
那你发怒的这个原因对吗？
Is the reason for your anger correct?
啊，那你发怒的对象对吗？
Is it is the person you're angry with right?
啊，那你现在如果要发怒的时候，发怒的时候这个态度正确吗？
Is the attitude that you have when you're angry right?
啊，所以这个神问约拿这句话哈，我们要常常记在心里。
We also need to remember the words of the Lord.
你这样发怒合理吗？
Is it right for you to be angry?
啊，这面对我们现在有可能在生活当中很多不同状况出现在我们眼前的时候，我们先想一想说，这件事情需要发怒吗？
When certain things happen in our lives, the first thing we should ask ourselves is, do I need to be angry?
有时候只是一点点小事情。
Sometimes it's just a very small matter.
有需要这样子发怒吗？
Is it necessary for you to be angry?
那其实我们都知道这个发怒哦，对，很伤身体的。
We know that anger harms our health.
啊，它会伤害我们的那个脑的细胞。
It harms our brain cells.
那个发怒在情绪很就是很愤怒里面哦，会伤害我们的内分泌的系统。
It also harms our immune system.
啊，如果我们今天这个情绪很紧张啊，这样子啊，整个精神好像紧绷啊。
Or our nervous system, so we feel very tense inside.
我们整个身体都受伤害的。
And our entire body has harm.
所以要想说这件事情值得需要发怒吗
？So we ask ourselves, is it necessary for me to be angry at this time?
那如果这个事情是真的需要发怒了
？And if it is a suitable time to be angry.
那时间对吗？需要在这个时候发怒吗
？Do you need to be angry now? Is the timing right?
就好像我们今天有时候做父母亲的要教导儿女。
Sometimes as parents, we need to teach our children.
那孩子做错了
，When your children makes a mistake,
需要被管教
，Yeah, they need to be corrected.
那我们就要想说， 在什么时间比较适合。
Then we need to think of the suitable time to correct them.
需要在当下这样子对他大发脾气吗？
Do you need to show them your anger at that moment?
因为时间其实是很重要的因素。
Timing is a very important factor.
我们 有一个姐妹啊，她就在教导她的孩子。
There was a sister who was disciplining her child.
但是她的孩子当时是在众人当中的有一个场合，在忘记在做什么。
Her child was in public at that time.
但是这个孩子他说了一些不该说的话。
And during that time, the child had spoken some unnecessary words.
结果这个妈妈就当场就飙大骂那孩子。
Therefore, the mother immediately scolded them.
然后那个孩子就很受伤。
The child was very hurt.
然后事后在那边后悔都来不及了。
But even though the mother regretted it, but she couldn't do anything about it.
因为那个时间点不对。
It was the wrong timing.
所以那个孩子就因此这样子受了很大的伤害，花好多时间才慢慢的弥补过来。
The scars were so deep that it took a very long time for the mother to make up for what she had done.
但是其实这个伤害可以不要的。
But this had been an unnecessary scar.
就是在这个错误的时间里面她想要做对的事，结果也是不好。
It was because at the wrong time the mother had tried to do what was right, so the result was still that it was wrong.
所以我们一定要记住这个什么时间适合。
We have to understand when is the best timing for everything.
好，那我们如果真的要发怒，也要想到说，我这个态度这样子有造就吗？
When we are angry, we also need to think whether or not our attitude edifies.
我们有时候我们在发怒的时候失去理性。
When we're angry, we often lose our reason.
我们那时候我们在发怒的时候，通常都会自己觉得很对。
We often think that we're right when we are angry.
所以在怒气当中很容易讲错话。
It is very easy for us to say the wrong words.
如果不是把自己捧得很高就是把人压得很低。
We either lift ourselves up, elevate ourselves, or degrade others.
所以在怒气当中很容易展现人的骄傲。
In anger, pride can reveal itself.
最后就伤害了神的荣耀。
And we also harm the glory of God.
所以这个怒气一定要很小心的。
We have to be very careful with anger.
那圣经它告诉我们说，我们要好好的掌握我们的情绪。
The Bible tells us that we need to control our emotions.
因为这个在说明我们的灵性是否成熟的，这成为一个指标。
It is a indicator of whether or not our spirituality is mature.
或者是我们是不是一个智慧人，或是一个愚昧人。
It shows whether or not we are wise or foolish.
你看，我们今天看耶拿的故事，我们哪一个人会说耶拿是很聪明的。
How many of us would say that Jonah was a wise person from his actions?
我们哪一个人会称赞说，哇，他这个人好勇敢啊。
How many of us would praise him saying he was a very brave man?
有人也许说，哦，这个人很有个性。
We might say, oh, he has a very strong personality.
但是这个个性是很愚昧的。
But this was a very foolish personality.
其实是很无知的。
It was a very ignorant personality.
他都不知道，他讲出这些话，如果神让他死，他当场就死了。
He didn't understand that if the Lord wanted him to die at that instant, he would have lost his life.
你看，如果约拿求死，神就让他死了，真的约拿就枉费一生了，真的白活了。
If the Lord actually granted Jonah's request, then Jonah would have lived in vain.
当然，神不会让他死啊。
But of course, God wouldn't let Jonah die.
我就看到说，这个约拿的愚昧就在他的口里面彰显出来。
But Jonah's foolishness was manifested through his words.
所以我们在看圣经里面，他特别在提醒我们，特别在箴言里面有许多有关于这个怒气的这个箴言，我们要好好的想一想。
We have to take some time to read about anger, how to control it in the book of Proverbs.
我们来看箴言十二章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 12.
箴言十二章。
Proverbs chapter 12.
十二章看十六节。
12 verse 16.
箴言十二章十六节说，愚妄人的恼怒立时显露，通达人能忍入长修。
16. A fool's wrath is known at once, but a prudent man covers shame.
那所以这个通达人能够忍下来的。
A prudent man is able to be patient.
也就是说，他可以找到一个更适合的时间，以一个更有造就的方式来表达他的情绪。
Meaning that he is able to express his emotions at a better time in a better way.
但是愚妄人哦，就不管三七二十一，全就把它爆发出来了。
A fool, however, will not disregard everything, all circumstances, and just vent.
然后把他自己的那个愚昧都把它彰显在众人眼前。
And everyone will see his shame or his foolishness exposed.
那这个其实可以。不必要，不需要这样子的。
This is not necessary.
我们如果再看二十九章，箴言二十九章。
Proverbs 29.
箴言二十九章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 29.
第十一节。
In verse 11.
第十一节相似的说：愚妄人怒气全发，智慧人忍气含怒。
Verse 11: A fool vents all his feelings, but a wise man holds them back.
所以。这里提到这个怎么样控制情绪的哈。
This tells us about how to control our anger.
今天我们要追求这个灵性的成长，基本上也是在学习怎么控制我们的脾气。
When we pursue after spiritual growth, it also requires learning how to control our emotions.
我们要能够控制到说，我们知道在什么时间。做什么是对的。
We need to be able to control ourselves to have the discernment to know what to do at this current time.
而不会这样随心所欲，说我现在想要做什么就做什么，不管它怎么样了。
We won't do everything according to our emotions.
因为当这个怒气全发的时候，就带来了伤害，带来了这个后悔。
Because when we are when we vent our feelings, then it causes a lot of people to be hurt.
那有智慧人就会找一个适当的机会啊，慢慢的说。
A wise man will look for opportunities to clearly express their thoughts.
所以这个雅各书哈，就提醒我们说，这个要慢慢的说，快快的听，慢慢的动怒。
The book of James also reminds us that we need to be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger.
那第一章二十节啊，他特别强调说，这个人的怒气不能够成就神的义。
In James chapter 1 verse 20, it also reminds us that the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God.
所以有时候怒气根本不需要的。
Often, anger is not needed.
因为神是有另外一个方式可以来解决这些问题。
Because God has another way to solve the problem.
有时候我们人发怒是等不及啊，等不及神的那个处理，我们就是没有耐心了。
Often we are angry because we're unable to wait for God to deal with the situation himself.
这是为什么说我们今天要追求被圣灵充满呢？在圣灵充满里面有一个特质，就是他会忍耐。
One of the characteristics of being filled with the Holy Spirit is patience.
他会忍耐，表示说他会等候神的时候。
Patience means that one is willing and able to wait for God's time.
那我们会相信神的作为，神绝对不会把我们看为很重要的事情置之不理，就好像神不管一样。
We also have the faith to know that God will not allow the things that we really care about, to just be as is.
所以这里特别提到说，如果慢慢的动怒，就是我们会慢慢的想，给自己一点时间，就会发现其实根本不需要发怒的。
And when we give ourselves a little bit of time, then we can understand that actually anger is not necessary.
我们在气很气，这个没有必要。这个气什么？
When we're really angry at something, we can think about it. What good does it do?
那所以你看神哦，他就是用这样子很有耐心的在引导他的仆人约拿。
So God used a very patient way to lead, guide his servant Jonah.
我们今天很多时候也是在错误当中学习，然后我们得到一个机会改变。
We often learn from our mistakes and change because of them.
我们圣经里面有一句话说，受苦是与我们有益的。
In the Bible, it also tells us that trials or tribulations are good for us.
为要让我们学习神的律例。
In order that we can learn the law of God.
诗篇119篇的第71节。
This is in Psalm 119 verse 71.
那个受苦与我们有益，这个苦有时候就在于说这个事情的发展、啊、没有按照我们所期待的方式，或者是我们所设定的那个时间来进行。
This adversity or affliction that it speaks of is when things don't unfold according to our plan or according to our expectations.
我们人很常的就是自我为中心的。
We are often very self-centered.
所以我们都会觉得说，我们觉得这样就是对，这个时间就是好，或者是这样决定叫做成功，我们都是用自己的想法在看事情。
We use our own perspective to define what it means to be successful or what it means for this thing to turn out well.
那所以、哦、我们在圣经里面在这些人物特别在约拿身上有时候会看到我们自己的影子。
In Jonah or other characters in the Bible, we can see a shadow of ourselves.
在生活当中、哦、你看有时候神要我们去做一件事我们不要。
Sometimes when the Lord wants us to do something, we refuse.
或者是我们知道明明这件事是对的，应该去做，我们就是不要做。
Or we know that sometimes that God wants us to do something, but we doesn't want us to do something, but we do it.
因为我们都是用自己来做标准。
Because we have put ourselves in the center.
那如果现在生活遇到一些不愉快的事情呢？
And if something unpleasant happens in our life,
那通常我们就跟神生气，对神不满。
Often we show our displeasure to God.
就认为说，神怎么这样子没有配合我的？
Why is it that God has not done according to what I planned?
都忘记说我们的角色，我们到底是谁？
But we forget what our role is.
所以我们很期待，我们常常都期待说，我可以掌握一切。
We want to be in control of everything.
然后通常也都很容易自义的，就认为自己是对的。
And we are often very self-righteous.
所以有时候你看我们在开会当中有时候看到情况就是吵架。
Sometimes in meetings we might encounter arguments.
你看在教会里面开会啊，有时候就吵得这样面面目耳赤。
Sometimes even during church council meetings there are arguments and there are arguments.、
Yeah. 那有时候、信徒、哦、在这个教会里面吵架，或者是在慕道者面前吵架。
Or the church members fight in front of truth seekers.
啊，有时候就是为了要去解释一个道理而已。
Sometimes it's even just to explain some truth.
那个本身是在谈论神的道理，在把这个道理解明，结果讲到最后变吵架起来了。
So people are trying to explain the truth to this truth seeker, and they end up fighting each other.
然后让那些慕道者在旁边看的傻眼的说，到底是怎么一回事啊？
And the truth seeker is just sitting on the side, wondering what exactly is going on.
那其实就是因为我们人坚持自己的想法。
It is because as humans we try to hold onto our own opinions.
那就不能够容忍别人的不同意见。
We don't want to allow for others to voice their own opinion.
那这通常都会，其实这样的一个结局呢，通常都先反映在我们跟神的关系、跟神的态度里。
The result is a reflection of our own relationship with God.
有时候我们也一样会对神有这样的想法。
Sometimes we have the same attitude toward God.
那碰到这样的一个情绪，会让我们好像控制不了的情况下，这个就是一种考验了。
When we encounter these situations that cause us to be emotional, then it is actually a test.
如果我们今天对圣公的一些建议也没有被采纳，也没有关系。
When our opinions are not used in church work, it's okay.
我们一定会想说，那可以也许在不同的时间，在另外一个方法也可以的。
We can think to ourselves, perhaps this idea can be used at a different time in a different way.
我们不会一直坚持说非这样不可。
We will not try to hold on to our own opinion and say, if this doesn't happen, then I will be angry.
你看那个约拿，他就是看到那个这些尼尼微人的悔改之后，他就很不满。
When Jonah saw that the city of Nineveh didn't end up as he expected, he was very displeased.
其实哈，你看他跑到城外哈，那个山上那边在那边看。
He had gone out of the city to watch.
他当时如果是到城里面哈，跟尼尼微城人哈一起生活看看哦，也许他的态度就改变了。
But if he had stayed in the city of Nineveh and saw how they had changed their life, perhaps his attitude would have changed.
因为看他们哦，这样子怎么样互相帮助。
If he looked and witnessed how they helped each other.
因为圣经在说明他们这里城里的人哦， 从大到小全部都改变了。
The Bible describes how from the great to the small, all of them changed.
他们个人离弃手中的强暴，他们不再这样子互相很暴力的相对待，而且变得很有爱心的互相包容、互相帮助。
They forsook the violence, so they treated each other with mutual love.
他其实如果进去里面看他这些人他们的生活改变，他就会发现说神的那个作为真奇妙的。
If he saw how the lives of these people had changed, then he would have been amazed at the work of God.
所以他哦，他是一直以为说这些人哦，都是该死。
But in his mind, these people were people who deserve to die.
也就是说，其实我们有时候会像他一样，没有去真的去看到啊，我们本来不同意都不喜欢的这些人，他是怎么真的在互相帮助。啊、在一起生活，很和谐的生活。我们没有看到那真实的情形，我们就用自己的想法去说这个人应该怎么样。
So instead of taking the time to understand them, Jonah just used his prejudice to condemn them.
其实我们看到、神是、充满慈爱怜悯的。
God is full of compassion.
神是接纳那个悔改的。
God accepts those who repent.
神，你刚刚看到一个罪人悔改啊。他很高兴，天上的狮子都很高兴的。
When God sees someone who is willing to change, then all of the angels rejoice.
要站在神的角度里面去看。
We need to stand in the perspective of God.
所以我们要体会神的心意。
So let us try to understand the heart of God.
神的这个爱哈、真的是长过高深、
Because the love of God is very high, wide, and deep.
我们看一下以弗所书第三章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 3.
那我们真的能够体会神的这个心。
Let us try to understand God's heart.
以弗所书第三章。
Ephesians chapter 3.
我们从第十六节开始读。
Verse 16.
以弗所书第三章
Ephesians chapter 3
第十六节
Verse 16,
求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里力量刚强起来，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。
Verse 16 to 19, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his strength in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height.
到第十九节嘛，哈。
19, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God.
好，我们所以看到这里说这个神的爱、如果能够充满在我们的心里面，
If the love of Christ can fill our hearts,
其实我们、真的是可以、好好的去管理我们的情绪，
Then we will be able to control our own emotions.
因为这个世界、永远都不会照着我们的想法去 运作了，
Because this world will never go according to our thoughts.、
我们周围的环境、就算这个时候我们觉得很满意，但在下一个时间点可能就是让你很不满意。
Perhaps at this point in time you're very satisfied with how things are going, but probably not tomorrow.
因为这个世界是动态的。
Everything is changing.
可能突然之间什么事情就发生在我们眼前。
Perhaps something occurs before our eyes.
因为我们都能够、靠着神的帮助、让这个神的爱、充满在我们心里。
May we be able to be filled with the love of Christ?
能够看到神的作为，
to be able to see the work of God,
能够体会神的那个心意，
to be able to understand his heart,
让我们心里面一直都充满神的平安，
that our hearts may always be filled with his peace,
让我们的这个个性，我们的脾气啊，我们的整个生命都很稳定，
so that we can always be stable in our tempers,
不管遇到什么事情都没有关系，
regardless of what happens to us,
我们永远都能够、能够成为神这个美好的见证。
So that in our lives we can be a good testimony for Christ.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing him together.
433首。
433.